Hey, gang. Welcome back, you guys. Episode 44 of Zero Carb Journal. Good morning, y'all. I'm Matt. As always, nice to see you guys. Thanks so much for coming along, listening and watching. And, hey, sorry about that. I didn't even think about it. You know, I go down to the beach at the end of my road all the time, and I always say to myself, I'm going to go down the end of the road real quick, see what's going on down there. And so I put up my little video for you guys, took you to the beach with me. I was like, I got to take those guys with me. And I was thinking about what to call it. I didn't want to, you know, give out my spot, my secret surf spot's name. It's not really very secret. But I didn't want to, you know, just call out right where I am. So I was like, well, day at the beach. Oh, how about end of the road? Didn't even think about it, you guys. And I put it up, and I mean, it was up for maybe 5 seconds there when Hameen, that's how you say your name, I'm sorry. I don't know if you say that, Jay. Said, oh no, is it the end of the road? Are you stopping the diet? What do you mean? And I went, oh man, sorry you guys. And within an instant, I think Teresa Cyber was on there, and sorry. I did want you to take it literally, not figuratively. I am not figuratively saying this is the end of my road. I'm saying I literally just go down to the end of my road, and there's my beach, and I wanted to bring you guys with me, because it's pretty special to me, and I'm really appreciating it a lot lately. So yeah, so anyways, this week, here we go. So it's, what is it right now? It's 7:30 on the nose. Sun's just about to poke up over there, and it might wreck my shot, as I love to do here. But this week, wow, you guys, I'm in Washington. M. Fender, I think you just sent me a comment as I was setting up, getting ready to record here, wondering where I am, if it's Oregon, and I'm in Washington. I'm actually almost in Canada. When you look at that video, you're looking at Canada across the water there. And boy, what a week we've had, you guys, here in my region. It has just been glorious. These beautiful orange sunrises. It's going away now, but the mountain is clear as a bell out there. I mean, it looks like it's just right in my backyard. And the weather's been gorgeous. It's warm. It's been like almost 70. It's cold right now. It's 35 outside. So we're having cold nights and warm days. And I, excuse me, I'm going to have to get woke up here. I have been having a great week. I've been surfing my little tail off. I surfed yesterday, and I surfed, I think, 3 times this week prior to that. And it's been great, you guys. You know, as you guys know, I spent a lot of my life surfing and building my life around it. And then I really haven't done it for a few years while I really rebuilt, you know, what I was up to around here and figured out who the heck I am. And I wasn't sure what role it was going to play in my life, but I'll tell you what, I've hit this stage, as I mentioned in the last few podcasts, where I'm kind of in a holding pattern. I'm somewhat achieving my goals. I'm really close. I'm working on this goal of, you know, sustainable financial stability here at home, and I'm kind of just cruising along. Now, I'm not cruising along great. I need to keep building my program, but I kind of just got here, right? Like, I've been just busting my hump, as you guys know. Excuse me, I really got something in my caught in there. But I kind of finally just got to the point where during my days, I'm like, oh, my fences are good, my animals are taken care of, my jobs are done. I mean, I have things to do and stuff to progress on and move forward with on my list, but I don't have this urgent task that I've had sort of, you know, I've had just things hanging over me that just really were urgent. Getting my stove plans going, working on my, you know, YouTube and eBay and everything, my health, and it's just always been something bigger on the list than go hang around at the beach. And so I've kind of gotten to this point now where I'm starting to recapture, you know, some of my joy and starting to have some leisure time, I guess is what you'd say, and be able to use it. And surfing sort of is a little bit of both, because I'm, you know, it definitely plays a role in my fitness program, and I'm definitely trying to weave it back in to my overall program. You know, for a while there, I wasn't surfing also because I was so focused on my calisthenics, and I would be so worn out after my calisthenics. And now I've sort of set my brain into, oh, almost like athlete mode, as if I were playing a sport, in the sense that the, you know, I'm looking at my pull-ups and push-ups and all that stuff as off-season training, you know, trying to get bigger, trying to get stronger. But then when it's game time, you know, when it's the season, and maybe you have a game that day, you don't work out that day, you know, you rest. And so I've been trying to take that to heart and you know that if I'm going to go surf today, then I haven't been doing my pull-ups and push-ups and stuff. And that's making a big difference, you know, leaving me energy to go do some other stuff. And so I'm kind of just hitting this phase. You know, I ran into an old friend in the surf yesterday, someone I hadn't seen for like 10 years, someone who had moved away and moved back. That happens a lot here. Seems like a hard place to live, small little town. Then you go out in the real world and realize freeways suck. So we don't see them here. We don't even have one. The closest freeway is like 3 hours away. So you never drive in traffic or anything like that. There's a lot of other positives too, but that's a big one for me. Anyways, he moved back and he was like, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "Well," he's like, "Are you retired?" And I go, "I'm definitely not retired." But I'm just, you know, what it really brought to my attention is that I'm really just getting here. You know, I've just gotten here to where, I mean, I started writing down my goals 3 years ago. And they were all sort of steering me here. And so now I'm kind of like just getting here. And now it's time to sort of restructure and refigure. But anyways, I've been talking about that the last few podcasts, so I won't talk about that too much. But anyways, it's really great, you guys. I'm just really enjoying my fall. I have to clear my throat again. Excuse me. Really enjoying my fall. Really enjoying getting back in the water and getting back to something that's always been a huge part of me. I do have a physical limitation on the surfing. I don't know if you've seen it when I show you my progress photos with my shirt off and stuff, but I have a bone that sticks up right here. And honestly, I don't even remember when I did it. This is my lead shoulder snowboarding, surfing, skateboarding. And when I was, you know, when I was snowboarding a lot, I was snowboarding almost every day of the year. I would snowboard in the summer down at Mount Hood. I mean, I was snowboarding 300 and some days a year. Someday I'll show you guys my season pass chain. I have like 20 years of season passes or something every day on the snow all winter. Anyways, I did it too much and I landed on my shoulder a bunch. No, at some point I did something and I don't even remember doing it. So it must have happened when I was young and dumb and just thought I had a hurt shoulder and wanted to snowboard so bad the next day I didn't even notice. But my clavicle, I'm pretty sure my clavicle is popping, you know, is above my scapula now. It's like this one's underneath it, this one's over it. Doesn't bother me at all. Believe it or not, in my normal life, pull-ups, no problem. Surfing, though, unfortunately, I go, you know, you're laying down and you paddle, right? So you do this round motion, and it's not the pulling back. It's this. It's going up, and I'm pretty sure what I've got is bursitis, right? I've got impingement from my scapula on my bursa, I think. I don't know. I'm not a doctor, as you guys know. But at any rate, it doesn't hurt when I surf, but when I'm done, it's sore, and if I surf too much, like too many days in a row, I just about can't use it. So, trying to balance that out, which is no big deal because there isn't surf here very often. Thank goodness, because I do get a little bit excited about it, and I do get kind of hooked. And fortunately, we're having an all-time October. I've never seen it break so many days in a row. But at some point here, it's going to just turn off completely and then I'll be done for the next 9 months probably. So no worries there. My shoulder will have time to heal. Anyways, you guys, I am loving it, doing great, having a great week, hoping you guys are too. So from a zero carb standpoint, you know, I am just eating my beef and lamb. That's it. There's not much to tell. I'm just making my burgers. It's pretty lean. I eat about 3 pounds a day. I'm feeling great. I haven't had a single issue regarding food. Ate some lamb ribs yesterday. Felt great. avoided the fat. I didn't, you know, it's kind of, it's a shame. I see pictures of people. I guess some of you guys actually eat the fat, not just the fatty bits. And I mean, I can get a little bit of that fat that melts in your mouth, like from the rib stuff, and it's good, and I can eat a little bit of it. But I just, I like I said, I did last week, I ate a little more of it, and I had diarrhea. So I just avoid it for the most part. But boy, I sure love those lamb ribs. So yeah, not much to talk about food intake. I've really been keeping it clean. As you guys know, I've learned that little things can set me off and set me back, and I've been really focused on, you know, moving forward and having fun out in the sun. And so yeah, just eating what I eat. You know, I'm not feeling, it's interesting. You know, I'm getting close to 2 years now. I'm eating the same thing day in and day out for months on end for the most part. And as I talk about, sometimes I do get a little bit bored. I try some cheese, I try some bacon, I get sick, then I don't try it again for a long time. But it's really interesting how satisfied I am. And we talk about this a lot. We keep bringing it up, but I'll just say it one more time. I continue to be satisfied on just the most boring single input, you know, diet ever. It's amazing to me. It really is something unique. It definitely is different than how, you know, I felt when eating a mixed diet. So yeah, I just continue to sort of marvel at that every day. You know, I still, like I said, I get bored and I go buy those cheese and bacon or whatever, that cheese and bacon, but it comes from some weird, deeper psychological thing. It's not like I really want anything else, you know? I just am like, I guess it's just boredom. I'm just like, maybe I'll just try it, you know? But honestly, I don't really care. It's like, oh, I'm craving it, or I really want it. I wish I could eat it, and I can't. I'll just have it anyways. It's just, I guess, it's almost like incredulousness, right? Like, I'm almost just like, I can't believe that I'm not bored. So I go ahead and try the cheese and go, yeah, no big deal. I don't really care. So anyways, yeah, food stuff, I don't have much to talk about. Pretty boring, other than the fact that I'm doing great. So, loving that. Now, let's see. What do I want to talk to you guys about this week? I had a doctor appointment this week. Let's talk about that. Now, usually when I have a doctor appointment, I come back and I have all kinds of things to talk about. And you know what, you guys? I kind of blew it, or maybe I've evolved. I like to think it's the latter. But I was pretty I was excited for my doctor appointment. You know, I like going. My doctor's great. I've been thinking about a lot of different stuff to talk to him about, as you guys know. I was sick, a few months ago, and I wanted to talk to him about that, and blood work and whatever. So I went in, and we had our conversation, and you know, I didn't really have any concerns other than we talked about my gallbladder issue. We both agreed that could have been a gallbladder, perhaps pancreatitis. And he proposed it could also have been food poisoning, which one of you in the comments had proposed. You know, I had discounted that pretty quickly because I've had numerous bouts of food poisoning, or at least what I thought was food poisoning in the past. And they're always marked by some pretty obvious identifiers to me, a certain taste, a certain, you know, I'll vomit and diarrhea at the same time for hours and hours, usually days when I do get that. But he said, you know, maybe it was just a mild case of food poisoning. I mean, he had bacon, had been in the fridge for a week or two. You were finishing it off. You know, those things are all correct. So, I mean, it sounds kind of discrediting. Like, if he hadn't been my great doctor, I would have been like, screw you, bud. It wasn't food poisoning. I'm sick. And I still feel that way. Not screw you, bud, but I still feel like I probably was a gallbladder or something. But I'm not going to rule out his, he's very, open-minded. So he was like, absolutely, it could be your gallbladder, it could be pancreatitis, like he said, or it could have just been food poisoning. But what he also said was, you know, we're not going to, there's nothing, not much we can do until you're sick. I mean, it was me too. I said, I'm not sick now. I don't think we're going to get to the bottom of it. We can just speculate on what happened 2 months ago. So, and that didn't bother me. You know, I was like, that's fine. I was like, yeah, that's what I want to do is not think about that anymore. And if it comes back up again, I'll assume it was fat because I ate a lot of fat. If that's how it happens, if it happens when I didn't eat a lot of fat, I'll be worried and I'll call you and we'll work it out. But so I didn't make any headway on my issues, but I saw my awesome doctor. So that went well, you know, and after that he said, okay, so here we are. It's been almost a year since we did blood work. And he said, you know, he goes, I don't have any desire to test you. He goes, I think you're doing great. He goes, do you? He goes, but we can do a full another lipid panel if you'd like. And it's pretty funny. I left there and I thought about it. And I was like, boy, you know, this is something that, I mean, I'd love to provide data to all my other carnivores. And I do find it fascinating and I am somewhat curious, but frankly, the fact of the matter is I just really don't care. I'm going to look at those numbers and I'm going to say, you know, high LDL doesn't matter. And my numbers in the past, they've been pretty consistent, right? Like high HDL, low trigs. I haven't been spectacularly high and low. I've been kind of like 80 HDL and 60s or 70s trigs. My LDL's been like, I don't remember, 191 or something like that. Anyways, my total cholesterol was like maybe 300-ish. So yeah, I just am like, you know, I know what it's going to say, doctor. It's going to say I have high overall cholesterol, high LDL, high HDL, low trigs. And you and I are going to have the same conversation where you believe what I say about lean mass hyper responders, and I feel confident that I'm healthy despite being having a unique lipid profile, and I just don't care. I don't believe in those numbers. I do like to share, and I do like to show. You know, we did my iron, and he's got some other concerns, and he didn't say he wanted to do it. He said, I don't want to do it either. He goes, you seem great. You seem like we've got you on a good track, or you're on a good path. So I didn't do it. He said, do you want to do lipids? You want to do blood work? We can do whatever you want. And I said, no, I really don't care. I feel awesome. I don't care what the numbers say. And I hate needles. And that was, as you guys know, one of the main, you know, I was having syncope from needle fainting all the time. So I just said, no, I'm not interested and I don't care. And I don't believe those numbers anyways. And I feel great. And that's the number one metric. And my doctor concurs. And that, you know, it was awesome. I left and I, on the one hand, I was like, huh, I didn't really do anything there. I didn't get any data. He didn't verify anything. We did something awesome actually, but I'll cover that in a minute. But I left feeling really good. I was like, huh. I was like, I think I might be out of the woods here. I mean, I know I'm chronically ill with something. But it doesn't matter anymore because I'm zero carb. So pretty cool. It was a cool feeling to get out of there and be like, you know, I don't even care about the numbers. I was so desperate for that stuff back when I was so sick. So to come out this other side and realize that I just really don't care and that I really feel so good that it's just obvious that I just am great, then, man, it was awesome, you guys. It was really, really cool reflection to realize that those were my true feelings. So at any rate, we did have a great little doctor. I did have something cool happen there. I went in there. So the day before I'd gone surfing and I'd been getting water out of my ears, and this one plugged up kind of tight. And I was like, oh, I got some stuff in there. And I did something dumb. I took a Q-tip and I went to try and dry it out. I thought it was just, you know, a big ball of water in there, and put my Q-tip in there, and it plugged up tight as a drum, and I couldn't hear anything. That was the morning before I went to the doctor. I spent the whole day with my ear, I mean, just completely plugged, like completely so tight. And I went into the doctor's office and I told him of that, and he had his assistant, she flushed it with warm water in a little spray rig that rig sprays in your ear. And she did that for a long time. I held a little cup there and she sprayed and sprayed and sprayed and sprayed and sprayed and sprayed. And then she got a little pry bar, and you guys, this is kind of gross, but she got a ball of wax out of my ear that was literally like bigger than a pea. I mean, I don't even think I have very waxy ears. I've gotten like tiny little balls of wax that have fallen out there maybe like a half dozen times in my whole life. And I think that that wax had been in there for years. My ear feels awesome. I can hear. So that was a great, great event in my life. Totally unexpected. And I'm so thankful that I am able to go see that doctor and that they're so good to me. So there was my fairly uneventful from a zero carb perspective and a slightly gross bodily function story from my doctor's appointment for you. Sorry. I have been thinking about this episode 44 for the last day or two and realized that I don't have a whole lot to share with you this morning other than the things I already did. I am not feeling like I have a real lesson for today with regards to zero carb. I'm really cruising. I'm really feeling, I think, really finally very comfortable with, I've been here for a while, but really comfortable with the lifestyle and of course with my health being, you know, going through the roof. I got to tell you guys, my energy, profoundly different in the last year and it continues to, I continue to seem to be getting, not like I'm getting more energy, but I really, you know, the fatigue that I was suffering from when I was sick was so profound and it was such a normal part of my life at that point that I really didn't know, I think, how deeply into fatigue I had sunk, I guess is a way to put it. So, you know, I'm noticing now that, you know, even just last year, or even not even a year ago when I started this, I was still really tired and in bed, you know, mostly usually by 8 o'clock and up at 5 or so. And my energy during the day was good, but I was, you know, I only have so much output. Well, it seems like now, you know, I wake up and I'm just charged. I mean, I just, usually I just, like this week, I would just wake up and go, well, I don't know if they're surfing. I'm just going to throw my wetsuit on and run down there, you know, at 6 in the morning or whatever. Well, 7, I guess, because the sun's not up at 6. But, and then going all day and then at night, kind of not really being ready for bed today, but staying up more till like 9:30, 10, and is different than it's been, you guys. I feel like my body is finally coming back online in terms of, you know, a normal amount of energy and it's really cool to witness. I feel like I have a lot more to put into my project. I'm getting a ton of work done. My stove business, believe it or not, it's keeping me busy. Really busy, actually. I have a lot of emails coming and going. I'm really helping a lot of people build stoves. I need some more sales. I need to work more on that. But it's keeping me busy, and I'm finding I'm just really productive. I can sit there and I can design and do computer work, which is hard for me usually, and I can sit there and do it for hours and stay focused, and then go outside and do fences and come home or come back here into the shack and still have energy into the evening. And it's just different than it was a year ago. So I'm really thankful to be moving forward that way. And I want to encourage you guys, if you have been suffering fatigue from any, you know, ailments or whatever, and you're just starting zero carb, it does get better. So please stick with it. So with regards to that, let's talk just a little bit for any of you guys who are just starting zero carb. You know, we talk about transition all the time. I just want to harp on a little more because I still keep seeing people who make it 2 weeks and say, boy, it feels like my body's telling me I shouldn't do that. And I had to, you know, cut it off. And that's normal, you guys. Your body's going to make it feel like, you know, the reason we say 30 days is because that first month, you're getting every sign in the world that it's not the right thing to do. At least some people are. And I think it's worth sticking through that. And, you know, it sounds counterintuitive, but one of my, you know, that you would want to stick through something when your body's telling you not to, that it's not good for you. But, you know, one of my analogies, and it's kind of a weird one, but, you know, people who are having a hard time, who are strung out on opiates, let's say it's, you know, pain pills or whatever, and, you know, you'll hear people say, I'm going to kick it, tie me to the bed for the next couple of weeks. It's the same kind of thing when you go to zero carb. You know, you're hooked on those carbs. Your gut biome is relying on it. You're literally having some of the same, you know, brain functions as an addict does with their addicted substances. So there's a lot, and the rest of your physiology is running on, you know, glycogen and glucose. And so there's very real physiological factors that are affecting you and telling you why it feels like it's a bad idea. And that's why it's so important to have support, whether it's just me sitting here on video that you watch daily to remind yourself not to give up, or a friend or someone around you says, you know, stay the course at least for 30 days so you can evaluate it, you know, for yourself. And I just wanted to reiterate that, because it's real hard when you're in that space to stay the course. And I think it's well worth it. Even if it's just 30 days and then you go back and learn lessons. And, you know, I've had some great friends recently who have tried zero carb and it seems like maybe gone back. I need to check in with Callie. Hi, Callie, if you're listening. Need to check back in and, you know, see how some of these folks are doing as they explore zero carb for themselves. And I'm always really encouraged, actually, when people go zero carb, give it a fair try, and then go back to eating some plants. I'm always really encouraged. I actually find that just one of the coolest things, because to me it shows that A, I am a unique individual and my situation is different than theirs, and B, that some plants can be healthy, and C, that those people are on a really profound path of learning, you know, and exploring, and that they are going to find out some things about themselves that they didn't know. Because I think that when you go zero carb, even if you add stuff back in at 30 days and you find that maybe you're better adding, you know, with the added veg back in, that's why I want to talk to people. I want to hear that from their mouth when you're like, yeah, I feel like I'm doing better now that I'm eating Brussels sprouts or whatever it might be. And it's not that I don't believe it's possible. I totally do. I have friends who've said similar things, but it's more just that I'm always curious to hear the stories of like, well, did you eat something that didn't work for you? What did you learn? You know, did you learn that you shouldn't have that, but this is okay? Did you learn that all the zero carb? You know, I just want to know how it makes people feel. So, and I'm always encouraged by it, because I think that's the main reason. It's just because I know that those people are making progress in their lives, and that zero carb, whether it's a long-term part of the program or not, is a really useful tool for moving yourself forward in big steps, you know, in terms of an elimination diet. You just can learn so much. So anyways, I think that's probably enough. It looks like I've been talking at you for almost half an hour. Jeez, that is amazing. So it takes a long time to edit and get up there, but I will get this one going up, and hopefully you'll have it up there today before too long here. And yeah, you guys, I just can't tell you, as always, how much you all mean to me. Thank you so much for all your feedback, for your constant support, and for listening and watching. This has been so profound. And, you know, I always think during the week, I'm like, oh, what am I really doing? I don't have much to tell those folks. But, you know, I get here and I do this, and it's like writing down my goals. I mean, I feel like maybe for me, oh, I have a whistly voice today. Sorry. Whistling through my teeth. It's something that really helps me, this time to reflect every week. Reflect on my week, reflect on my progress and where I'm going, and I'm finding it really, really valuable. So I really thank you guys for encouraging me to keep going and for being there all along the way. It means a lot to me. You guys have made a huge difference in my life. Thank you so much. And so I love hearing that it's a two-way street. Thank you so much, all you guys who let me know that I'm making a difference and that I'm here helping you stay the course. And I hope you're finding progress like I am. I know it can be tough out there in the real world to be a zero carber. know that that you're doing what's right for you as you go down this path, and it's worth, whatever little hardships. And what I found about hardships out in society is that I usually perceive them as far worse than they are once I get there, they're never that bad. I can always find food at a restaurant. I can always skip a meal. People don't pay that much attention to what you're eating if you don't make a, thing out of it. It's actually pretty easy to go through life this way. But it takes a long time to sort of accept it yourself, I think, and let it be easy. We make it hard on ourselves. We get ourselves pretty worked up. I know I do for me. So, anyways, that's enough rambling. I'll let you guys go. And I'll get on with my beautiful Sunday here. I don't know if I'm gonna go surfing or not. But I know I'm gonna be outside in this glorious sun while it lasts. We're gonna turn nasty here at some point, but for now we got sun on the forecast for the whole week, so I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, I think that's enough for now. So, hope you guys have a great week. Have a great day. Thank you, as always. Thank you so much for listening and watching. And I guess I'll see you next week. Okay, thanks, guys. See ya.